Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The inaugural residence season of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. CMS pianist Wu Han and cellist David Finkel are not only artistic directors at CMS, they're also two of the most celebrated and prolific chamber musicians in the world. The Wall Street Journal has called them chamber music's power couple. Their repertoire includes virtually the entire literature for cello and piano. They will be performing throughout August at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, and it is a great pleasure to welcome David Finkel and Wu Han to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Very nice to have you with us. Wu Han, let us begin with you of what it is like for you to come to Saratoga and to take up residency.
We're so much looking forward to be there. We're right now in the middle of the Silicon Valley for Music at Menlo and other music festival. But I do remember this whole year in the planning process, visiting the beautiful site of the Little Theater and also really checking out Saratoga Spring, the downtown area. And we're just looking forward so much to bring the best musician and the best program into this area and start the 3 weeks residency for Chamber Music Society. This will be our first time for Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center having a summer home that all the musicians can visit and can make music for your wonderful audience. So we're very much looking forward to that.
David, give us a sense of how this Chamber Music Society came out of Lincoln Center and ultimately coming to Saratoga.
Well, it is something that Juan and I have had in our dreams since we got to CMS in 2004 as artistic directors. And we longed for an institution exactly like SPAC that might want to form a partnership with us and create a permanent summer home where we could, as Juan said, play chamber music in a different place, in a different time of year, and for that very special summer festival audience of people who really devote themselves in their leisure time to listening to great music. So when the call came in from the Saratoga Performing Arts Center expressing interest in working together with us, we were very, very excited. We proceeded, of course, with great care and caution, but it seemed as though after much discussion that all of our expectations were mutual, and we're off to a great start in terms of just the excitement that's been generated. We have a terrific set of six concerts coming up there. I'm just looking at the programs right now. We have many musicians who have been with us actually at our festival right now in Silicon Valley, as Juan said, who have actually prepared some of the repertoire already. So there are rehearsals happening in California now for Saratoga Springs. So it's very exciting.
Your opening night will be on Monday night, August 11th, and the closing and the finale will be on Tuesday, the 26th. So as you mentioned, for 3 weeks and six concerts. What goes into deciding that repertoire and deciding what is right for an inaugural season and what is right for you as musicians?
Well, you know, we look at repertoire very carefully. We build programs based on the music first. We first believe that every program should be a good program. Then again, we look for connections between the pieces. We'd like our audiences to feel as though they've gotten a good grip on the composers and their history and the context. So we look at these things very, very carefully. We've also looked at the history of chamber music at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center to look at what audiences may have heard recently, what they may have not heard in a while or possibly never. So all of those criteria inform our decisions of what goes into a program.
Wuhan, for you in coming to Saratoga and bringing this repertoire and the six concerts that you mentioned, you are artistic directors and you are also performers in many cases, I guess in most cases, four concerts, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that is a lot, and I'm interested of how you balance that of running the festival as well as participating in it.
Oh, well, that's a great question. I'm actually quite used to it. To perform on stage as an artistic director, of course, is a great sense of responsibility, but it is also we are the figurehead of the whole project. And we love to just be there. And the best way for us to communicate and the best way for us to reach our audience or our community is play as a musician. Talk is much easier. But for us to get up and make music for you, to bring the joy and the excitement from stage, is really what the first order of what we do as artistic director. Chamber Music Society also have a history of always have players as artistic director. As you know, chamber music is very intimate,
right.
And it's what we do. So they always hire the players to run the show. So we're quite used to that. In Lincoln Center stage, we perform quite often with our roster. In terms of for this particular season of the opening season, we were also looking for a lot of variety. You notice you will have a really tried and true of the string quartet concert with the Miro quartet, of all the Beethoven Opus 59 quartet. You have the program that I'll be playing in the first opening weekend are all just fireworks of the chamber music literature. You also will have guest artists with all the most favorite players from the Philadelphia Orchestra, which is, we'll of course love to invite the best musician from there. And also the closing concert are very colorful. It has unusual repertoire of the harp and also this whole concert of the French music, which so give you tremendous amount of a variety to really have an overview of what Chamber Music Society's programming is about.
David, as I mentioned, the opening night for the Chamber Music Society is on Monday, and it's Gems from Three Centuries. Tell us what will be taking part as part of that program.
Oh, well, we're beginning with Beethoven, one of his early string trios, Opus 9, which he wrote before 1800. Actually, before he composed his famous string quartets, he sort of warmed himself up writing string trios, and this piece is just, it's one of the favorite pieces in the literature. It's a brilliantly written, shining piece in G major with a gorgeous, serene adagio movement in the middle and a kind of a perpetual motion fireworks finale, which is it's just a great way to start a concert. The Barber Souvenirs for piano four hands is a set of delightful pieces, American, of course, that Wuhan has made a specialty of and has learned with many pianists, Anne-Marie McDermott being one of her favorite. And we're finishing the program with Dvorak's famous quintet for piano and string quartet, probably one of the most iconic and universally loved pieces in the chamber music repertoire. So the first concert, you know, as I'm looking through the programs, I see pieces here that are absolute staples of the chamber music literature, and I also see pieces that are going to be discoveries for people, and they're all wonderful. On the Tuesday concert, for example, the Kodai Serenade for two violins and viola, which was just performed here the other night, is one of the most brilliant pieces of chamber music I think I've ever heard. Nobody is going to leave that hall without loving this piece. And there are gems and novelties dotted around this whole season, our first season, that I think are very indicative of the way Juan and I program wherever we're working, whether it's in New York, whether it's in California, or it's back.
Wuhan, I think it's interesting because you were talking earlier about the intimacy of chamber music and of the setting of bringing people together. Is it furthered by the fact that you're husband and wife, that you're coming together and doing this together?
Well, of course, you know, you cannot find a more intimate relationship. But I must say that David and I started out actually as colleagues on stage, and we fell in love through music. And that part of the professional sort of commitment is never changes even when we are married. The good part is he brings in a great perspective from the string department. And, you know, being in 34 years in the Gray Emerson String Quartet, he knows the literature inside out. And I bring in my knowledge of the mixed ensemble, especially with piano. So I think between the two of us, we cover quite a bit of ground. But the best part is I still enjoy so, so much after married to him 28 years to walk on stage with him. It's just always so much fun. I never know what he's going to do. And he's always throwing me musical curveballs that I have to respond. and everybody said, they always say we look like we have so much fun, which is totally true. We really always have our most intimate and the best moment on stage together.
So give us an example of what a musical curveball is.
The musical curveball is like, suddenly, you know, he will take a turn of making something just so funny and so filled with character, maybe a little extra time on the note or something, and fully aware that I have another passage just exactly like that, and trying to test if I'm aware of what he has done. And then I have a choice to decide if I'm going to throw back at him or not, or completely ignore him. But most of the time, I have to be very creative and inventive and pick it up and create something a little different and throw it back at him. And this kind of sort of communication goes back and forth on stage, actually not just between me and David, a lot of times with all my musicians.
Mm.
But when we two of us start to do that, you can see all other musicians start to smile, and then most of the time you will find them joining the game. So
there,
it's really lots of fun.
There is a bit of a call and response, and as you say, a relationship and a conversation going on. So that does mean, I would assume, that it's a lot of fun to do it as well as,
yes,
as musically gratifying.
Yes, I can tell you that these group of musicians that I handpicked to show up on this backstage all have that kind of gear and the chops to do the games that I just described. And I never know what's going to happen on stage. That makes it incredibly fun. For instance, every time I'm going to play the Mozart Piano Quartet on the second concert, and we already had our first rehearsal here this week, and we're already having an incredible amount of fun and discussions, and say, hey, here's a few choices. What are you going to do on stage? And somebody would say, you never know. You just got to listen to it. But it's a special skill as a great chamber musician. It's not just you play solo music. You also have to have that flexibility and that spontaneous sort of a capability in order to throw the balls back and forth. And that's what makes chamber music so much fun.
Well, the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center is coming to the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. Their season begins Monday, August 11th, and runs through Tuesday, August 26th. You can find out more information by going to SPAC.org, SPAC.org. Wuhan and David Finkel, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and we look forward to having you here in Saratoga.
We look forward to getting there. Thanks for having us.
A great pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Safe travels. Thank you. Once again, Wu Han and David Finkel to perform as part of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, beginning August 11th for 6 concerts through August 26th. You can find out more information at SPAC.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.